The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Guess what? It's Friday! Oh yes, I'm excited. Hope you're excited too. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 6th of December, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off for today with some privacy concerns, and it all has to do with your iPhone. Thought I was going to say Android, didn't you? No. Has everything to do with the iPhone 11 Pro. Yes, it appears the new 11 Pro from Apple is collecting your location data, even when you say, please don't do that. At least according to security researchers Brian Krebs. I hope I got that name right. Sorry, Brian, if I screwed it up. Now, of course, Apple's got an answer for this, like they always do. It's not a bug in the software. It's a feature. Say what? It kind of every once in a while seeks the user's location's information. And according to Apple, it's an advanced feature of the handset that makes it more usable for the user. What? Apple even went on to say you can turn off your handset location services. You know, the usual settings, privacy, location services, switching location services to off. Now, apparently this issue only occurs when you disable location services individually, meaning per app, not via the master setting. Maybe that's how Apple's getting away with that asterisk statement. Well, we all know that Sony's got a brand new powerhouse PlayStation coming next year, don't we? So apparently Microsoft's saying, oh, right, we've got one too. It's going to be cheaper and less powerful. The code name for the less powerful Xbox apparently is called Lockhart, meaning that, yeah, we're probably going to be seeing two Xboxes next year. We've already heard about Xbox Project Scarlet, meaning that's probably the higher-end model. In fact, we're actually hearing more rumors about what they're going to call the consoles. And if it sounds familiar to you, yeah, they're probably peeking over at Apple's playbook. Xbox One S and Xbox One X. Which one do you think's the more powerful one? Unfortunately, we're not going to know anything concrete for quite a while, though. Looks like if both Xbox consoles actually make it to market, we ain't going to see them till the holidays of 2020. Finally, hey, don't be surprised if you're driving down the road one of these days, or maybe the wind's just blowing right when you're at a stoplight and you're smelling coffee in the air. In fact, you might be smelling McDonald's coffee in the air. Now, chances are it ain't the driver next to you holding a McDonald's cup of coffee. It's the actual car. Yeah, it looks like Ford is teaming up with McDonald's to make car parts out of old coffee waste. Yes, you heard that correct, meaning that bumper might be made of beans. Now, the reason why they're teaming up, well, it's because the auto industry, yeah, they're under a lot of pressure to reduce emissions, and of course increase production of electric vehicles. Carbon footprint, you know, yada yada yada. And according to the spokesperson over at Ford, by using these coffee components from McDonald's, those components will be about 20% lighter and would use up to about 25% less energy during the molding process, meaning cheaper to make and better for the environment. Innovation, can't you smell it? If you've got one of those technology stories and nobody else is listening to you, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find our podcast. You can listen to them over there, download them there. You can also check out our blog, too. And don't forget, we're on all popular podcast platforms as well. Find us on iTunes or just by using your favorite podcast catcher. Come by our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But one place we'd love to see you is in our BTN community over at our Slack room. So much fun is going on over there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show is headed into the weekend. Gonna do a little post-typhoon cleanup around my place here. Hope you get to have a little R&R over the weekend. Nonetheless, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have an even better weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.